You're listening to SBS News.
About 50 kilometres from Brisbane CBD, the federal seat of Dickson encompasses sprawling acreage properties and suburban homes. The region has become an attractive location for first home buyers. For young Brisbane couple Brittany and Matthew Haylock, getting into the market has been a challenge. After several months of saving and sacrifices, they've just made an offer for their first home. The pair had some help from their parents, but weren't eligible for government assistance.
For us, We've strived to go the step above and find a house that we can live in for the next 20 years. And missing all of the incentives altogether is, I won't say crippling, but it's hard to deal with. You know, if you spend $100,000 less, you get help, you get financial help, you get all the incentives for it. But because we've chosen to strive for something better, we now know we don't get that.
In 2018, the federal government established the National Housing Finance and Investment Corporation, designed to increase the supply of housing. Labor is proposing major changes to the housing market by scrapping negative gearing on established homes. The policy is opposed by the government, and buyer's agent Paul Palela is also critical.
What I think it's going to do, though, is it's certainly going to stifle the investor market, and obviously the idea of it is to push investors into new stock.
Real estate agent Marilyn Davies has worked in the region for years. She's optimistic about the market but says proposed changes to negative gearing are causing angst.
A lot of clients are concerned about the negative gearing proposals, and mainly because they've structured their whole finance around that. Now, whether they're able to keep their investment properties or not once a policy like that comes into being, I don't know.
Service providers in the area are also worried about the flow-on effects. Patrick Bullman runs an agency which helps thousands of people dealing with mortgage stress and the rising cost of living.
We have to acknowledge that if there's limited housing stock in the local Moreton Bay area that we have here, then there will be an opportunity for people to raise rates, rents on their properties, which would obviously put more pressure on those renting properties.
The possibility of increasing rental prices is an issue which worries voters in the area.
That's what we are worried about, that the rental market will go up, and financially we probably won't be able to afford it.
For people that are renting, and for my children's sake, it's just going to be a hell of a lot harder. It's already hard enough.
I don't feel as though the government support the younger generation in the housing market.
The coalition has already moved to introduce tax incentives to boost investment for affordable housing. For first home buyers Matthew and Brittany Haylock, the message to both major parties is simple.
Just help, regardless of whether it's information or through monetary values. Like, it's just the help to get you there, even regardless of whether you're a first home buyer or you're looking to buy an investment property. There's very little help surrounding that. So I think if they could, this might incentivize them to start putting things in place to be able to help people like that, to get this information, to get these funds, to get whatever they need to progress in the property market would be a great start.
Yeah, I mean, to get some sort of help from the government is a privilege. So to lose that because of the price of our house, that's a bit disheartening. You know, I mean, and there's so much pride you have in buying your first house, and we have so much pride. We're so happy to be buying our first house.
With the federal budget just days away, help is something many first home buyers are hoping for. Pablo Vinales, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.